going to ask him, actually. Let's welcome in Dave Stroshine of Stroformance, stroformance.com. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Fantastic, man. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for hopping on with us.
No intro music today?
I know. We have a new. We'll just go straight with it. We'll have Dave on next week, and then we'll get the Stro Shiny music going with it. Because I know that.
Man, I had my red carpet rolled out. I was ready to walk down it to the intro music, but that's all right. We'll get done next week.
I'm envisioning a GIF or a GIF, whatever it's called, that looks eerily similar to LeVar Ball. I feel like you got a little bit of that swagger to you walking into the ring.
Oh, absolutely.
How do you think you would do on WWE Raw?
How would I do?
Yeah, how do you personally think you would do?
It's fake, Jason.
As far as the personality, man, I would have to get my trash talking game up. I'm not much of a so I'd have to work on that. I'd have to maybe, you know, research some Mike Tyson's greatest lines and some Muhammad Ali, and I'd have to do some research, cuz that's not a natural thing for me to talk trash.
Yeah, one of my favorite lines from Tyson was like something about like, I'm going to eat your heart out.
Oh, sure, isn't that what you all eat your children or something?
I'll
like
eat your
that?
Children. Yeah. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah,
Dave, give me your thoughts. I've been reading up on. I know this is kind of off topic here from the things that we typically talk about, but tell me what you think about blood flow restrictive training. Have you seen this at all?
Man, I haven't. I've not. I've heard a little bit, but again, I haven't done any of it myself. I don't know how it would, you know, play a role within, you know, my training. And but you know, there's all this information out there. There's all kinds of new research coming out all the time. There's different training methods. I just saw the other day that there's this Zumba class that's out called Strong Now, where they have the. They take these workouts and then they kind of reverse engineer the music so it goes to the workout. I mean, there's so many things out there. So my philosophy on training and workouts is, one, is it going to keep you healthy? You know, are you injuring yourself in the weight room or in the workout? And two, are you seeing the results that you want to see? And if you get those two things out of you, you're staying healthy, you're feeling better, and you're seeing the results, there are a lot of great workouts.
How can we get Jason Shepherd to see more results in the weight room in his lower half?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, first I'd have to understand what Jason's currently doing. I'd have to understand.
Dave, lots of upper body. Lots of upper body, Dave.
So do we stay in front of the mirror the entire time at the gym, or are we walking around to any type of
95%.
Okay.
No, I walk from upper body workout to upper body workout. But no, I'm not the stand in the mirror guy. I'm not the grunt guy. Right. That's not me. I just have never gotten into the lower body. Even when I was a swimmer in high school, I didn't even kick my legs very much.
Don't they call that a doggy paddle?
Yeah. Yeah, I did quite well with it. I can imagine what would have happened if I actually used my legs.
Well, you know, first of all, I think people are, you know, Jason have to understand, you know, the benefit of doing legs. One of the, you know, legs is, you know, no one likes to be sore. No one likes to walk down the stairs and almost fall every step because they're so sore or sit down and can't get back up. So leg training, you know, at the beginning is not the friendliest or the most, you know, sexy type of stuff, but it is, you know, if you're an athlete and you want to move and you've got to be faster, you know, more explosive, I mean, it's a necessity. So we start our training, you know, based around the core and the legs and all the things that revolve around enhancing movement. But again, if you are somebody that's walking and, I mean, again, at the end of the day, if you feel good, you feel like you look good and you're accomplishing your goals, then keep doing what you're doing.
Dave Stroshine from Stroformance.com on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. I've been hearing some buzz surrounding Strowire. What the heck is Strowire, Dave?
Oh, well, it's been a process, but we're finally launching it. So Strowire, so I spend, you know, hours a day researching, going online, looking for information based on topics that I want to be more informed on or questions parents or athletes may have. And so what I've done is created the first, that I'm aware of, first aggregate site for training articles. So we have launched StroWire, which is all these great, all this great information, all the great articles that are out there, and I have a link to these sites. So all this information is on one site that, again, as you click on an article, will take you to the host site. But it gives people, for me at least, a website or a place to go where you have all this collective information in one place. You don't have to surf the web, so to speak.
I like it. This is fantastic. So
we want to keep it simple, easy to use, very informative, very educational. There's a lot of intelligent coaches out there, a lot of people that are writing great stuff. I wanted to bring that to the everyday user, and so that was the goal of this.
So how does this apply? I mean, are these articles going to be easy to read? Are they going to be able to benefit maybe a mom or a dad or maybe a local athlete that likes to peruse and find out other ways that they can become better?
Absolutely. So, for years, I have tried to write myself, blog. It just takes me. I'm not a great writer. I'm not a great trash talker. So there's some things that I'm not great at. So it takes me a while to write a blog post, and so that just didn't work for me. But again, I'm a connoisseur of information. I love to learn more. I love to find better ways to do things. But I'm also one of those guys that if I get to an article and it's 4 pages long, I'm skipping right over it. It may be the best. I just don't have the time or the attention span to read that. So what I've done with this is given a little excerpt, but I found articles that, again, are easy to understand. So you're not going to have, a lot of science-related studies and stuff that for the normal person, myself included in that, are difficult to understand and read and break down. And so this is, again, highly intelligent people out there that are in the strength and conditioning field or nutrition and that have written some great pieces, and now you have a portal to go and read that information.
Dave Stroshine from Stroformance.com on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960.
What's the busiest time of year for you? Is it in preparation for the upcoming seasons, or is it during the season? What's when you break down what your year looks like, what's the busiest time for you?
It's always the end of November. So end of November through June is the busiest time by far. We'll get all of our we're very football dominant training program, so we'll get all our football guys back at the end of November, and then we also have soccer, and then we have our pro day guys, and then the NFL guys will be coming back towards the end of January, first part of February. So that by far, those 6-7 months are by far our busiest time.
Dave, what buzz have you been hearing around BYU football right now? Which guys are you training and who's looking good?
Well, Jonah ran a 4.32 at their little combine they did. There's another kid, and I can't think of his name, that ran real fast, too. I think he ran a 4.38, if I remember.
Yeah, Bo Tanner, I believe it was. I think it was Bo Tanner.
There you go. So, the guys are getting, we talked to Dan a couple weeks ago, and they're getting big. They sound like they're getting strong and moving well. So going into the season, you want guys that are explosive athletes and healthy, and it sounds like they're on their way to on their way to doing that.
Are some of the other former BYU players back training with you right now as they've
getting back from mini camps and OTAs? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have right now in our facility we have Kyler Fackrell from Green Bay that was at Utah State, and Taysom, Sai Tautu, Ricky, and he's with Kansas City, and I would butcher his last name, so I'll try not to do that. And then Tuini, he's a kid from Idaho that's with Jacksonville. He's a 270-pound fullback / D-tackle kind of guy. So, yeah, they're coming back. And then Garrett Bowles, the number one pick of Denver Broncos. So that's we got a handful of guys that will be back for the next 3 to 4 weeks before they head off to training camp.
How has Sai done there in New Orleans? Has he given you any feedback?
Yeah, so, it's interesting because the first week, a lot of these, I remember when I went to Tennessee with the Titans, and I remember getting a a playbook, and it was about twice as thick as my college playbook. And I'm like, okay, well, I can digest this. And then they hit me with, well, this is just the first week. So the information and understanding and discerning and all that stuff, that can be very overwhelming. And I think all these rookies go into their first camp and they're given all this information, and it can be quite overwhelming. I know it was for me. But once you kind of get past that and understand that, hey, football's football, and yeah, there's a lot of information, but once I can start understanding it and breaking it down and seeing how it applies on the field, then again, I can use my athleticism to make plays. And I think that's where Sy's at. He said, you know, a lot of good feedback from other players that have heard. He said he feels like he's in a great position to not only make the team but contribute on special teams. So we'll see how it goes. But the very beginning of it was a little overwhelming. I guess New Orleans does two-a-days for their mini camp. And he told me that one guy just said, hey, this just isn't for me. So a lot of it is the mental side. I think they want to see how guys react to the pressure. And but now that he's kind of through that, he's really excited for training camp.
Dave, has Sy ever expressed his embarrassment for Ben Criddle when he would make a sack and Ben would call him sack tattoo? Has he ever expressed any embarrassment for that?
This is the first I've heard about this.
It's psych tattoo. Psych tattoo.
Yeah. It's horrible.
I'm not aware, but you know, well, I will ask him tomorrow.
It looks really good in the written word. Not so much when you verbalize it, but it looks really good in the written word.
No, it doesn't.
It looks fantastic. Look, Sy Tautu was the most underutilized defensive end last year. Should have been starting early in the season. Had he been starting early in the season, we would have had a whole lot more sacks. He would have led the team in sacks. But I'm talking about in like a major way. Would have been upwards of 9, 10, 11 sacks is what I would have expected from Sy Tautu this past season.
He's a heck of an athlete.
Indeed he is. And so he is, in my mind, he's Sy Tautu.
Just stop it. Just let it go, Ben.
I can't. I'll never let it go. When he's with New Orleans and he gets his first sack at the NFL level, you better believe that hashtag is going out and that phrase is going out on Twitter, and you can retweet it.
I can. Just a quick story about it. So he's telling me, Drew Brees is just a surgeon, right? He says that – so he's doing, Drew Brees is a quarterback. He's guarding the tight end, and two passes in a row go right off his fingertips. He says, Dave, I couldn't have had better coverage. That window was literally inches, and Brees two times right back-to-back put it right there. And he comes off to the sidelines. The linebacker coach, he's like, man, coach, I'm there. And the linebacker coach just shakes his head and said, you just got Drew'd. It happens to everybody. He just started smiling. So, yeah, he's with some great veterans over there. And again, hopefully he stays healthy and gets an opportunity and makes the most of it.
I didn't know he was Jewish.
Stop it.
Spaceballs.
I know Spaceballs. It's a great movie.
I didn't know she was Jewish. You just got Drew'd. That's
got Drew'd.
Awesome stuff, man. Dave Stroshine, Stroformance.com. Check out Strowire.com. Is that what it's going to be called?
Strowire.com, yes. Great information. Lots of great pieces on nutrition, pieces for parents, training, strength, speed, all that stuff.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dave. We'll have you on again next week.
Thank you, guys.